In the summertime, that means going out to a different community every Friday morning, and we hit towns like Port Sanilac and Lexington and St. Clair and Marysville and Marine City and Algonac. Speaking of Algonac, next week, that's going to be our highlight. This week, though, we're finishing up the week. We've been talking about Marine City a lot this week, and our next guest is the county commissioner that represents Marine City and Algonac. He's Bill Graytop. He's on the line with us right now. Bill, good morning.
Well, good afternoon, Paul. I've been up for a while.
Okay. Yeah, I have too. It does start to feel like afternoon at some point. How's everything going with county government as we make our way through this really difficult year of 2020?
Things actually are going rather smoothly, Paul. The startup is slow but steady. We decided as a board that we've given administration the authority to go ahead and start making the moves that needed to be made. And with our suggestions and what administration is doing, things are beginning to get back closer to normal. The one piece that we are still kind of struggling with is the library, but that is getting closer. In fact, I just read an article this morning that said that after 3 days, any book that is borrowed from a library and put back into circulation after 3 days, it's considered clean or safe. So I would assume that if you bring a book back to the library, they put it over into a section, it sits for 3 days, it's ready for recirculation. So things like that are taking place right now.
Yeah, we talked with Allison Arnold earlier this week about things like that and about getting the library reopened. They'll start their curbside service on Monday and gradually work toward getting the doors open again. But that is one of those last pieces where we look at other things that can be opened safely. That's kind of a social sharing place, and so there are a lot of extra precautions that need to be taken there.
Well, if you go into the library, and I used to use it quite a bit. Now I do all my books electronically, but I remember going into the library and I'd go over to the new book section, and there may be a shelf that was maybe 3 feet wide and 4 or 5 feet high and had maybe five shelves on it. And you'd just pick up a book and look at it, put it back, pick up another and put it back. Everybody was touching those books. And so how do you deal with that? Do you take, once you touch it, do you have to store it for 3 days? Those are things that I guess the scientists need to figure out. How do you do that, and how do you handle that sort of stuff? But other than the library, though, I think the county's pretty much open and running for the most part now.
I know a lot of people, at least I was worried, you know, heading into this pandemic, I thought, as the economy shut down, I thought, here's, you know, 2008, 2009 all over again. But it's really not. I mean, I think we're picking up kind of where we left off in a lot of ways, aren't we?
We absolutely are. This was, if you talk about a bump in the economy, like in 2008 and 9, that was a big one. In fact, I believe we're probably just getting back to property values where they may have been back in 2008 and 9. It took that long to recover. But in this case, property values didn't decline. Stock market did. Some other things did. A lot of businesses got hurt. That's probably going to be one of the toughest things for those businesses. And those people had access to certain amounts of money. There was some grant money. There was a lot of loan money. I know a guy that borrowed $100,000 at a low-interest loan. He didn't have a loan before. Now he's got a loan. So, you know, you kind of push yourself backwards in that respect. But I believe that the entire community, and I say community, I'm talking all of St. Clair County and probably other areas too, but this is the area that I focus on. You look at, everybody seems to be pulling together in pretty much the same direction. I was coming out of a store yesterday with my mask on, and a fellow was walking up, and he says, "Oh, shoot, I forgot." And he went back to his car, and he got his mask and put it on. He went in the store. And that tells me that people are aware. They're trying to do the social distancing that they do. Last night, Algonac had concert in the park, and there were probably 150 people, maybe 200 people, I'm not sure. But they were spread out over a big area, and I sat and I saw a family of three people sitting together. And then it was a big space, and then it was another small group of people, and it appeared to be a family. It was a, you know, man and a woman and a couple of kids, so I'm assuming a family. And they did a pretty good job of spreading out and doing that social distancing. I didn't see masks too much down there, but I did see a lot of social distancing, and I think that's the key right there.
Yeah, and I think if you're outside, you don't have to worry so much about the mask as you do if you're inside. So people are following the rules, doing what they can, because we got to keep the numbers down. We don't want to see things get shut down again, do we?
No, absolutely not. I cannot believe how many small businesses are still hanging on, and I think that they are hanging on because they did get a little bit of help. I know that through EDA, we gave away quite a bit of money. I know that in my district alone, there was about $30,000, $35,000 that was given to small businesses. Now, $5,000 doesn't seem like a lot of money, but that maybe paid the rent for 3 months for somebody in a business. And that is a big chunk. I mean, how many bags of candy or how many shirts do you have to sell to make $5,000?
Yeah.
And so even though it doesn't sound like a lot, when you look at the total picture, it is a lot to a lot of small business people.
Well, and we rely so much on our small businesses here in St. Clair County. They really are the economic backbone of the community, aren't they?
They absolutely are. I know you're focusing on Marine City this particular week, and Tom and Kathy Verton want to get their playhouses open, and they just cannot do it. When you have a play like the Snug that holds 100 people, and that's only if you can open with 50% capacity, and I'm not sure you could even do that in a theater, but if you could, 50 people is probably not enough to pay for those actors to be on stage working. So you probably need something more than that. So Tom and Kathy tried to get an outdoor system going where they could do plays outside. That way you could have a larger group. You could do your social distancing. And it didn't work out in Marine City, and I feel very, very bad about that. It ended up in St. Clair. They just couldn't make it work in Marine City. They couldn't get together with the council or the commission or you know, whatever the reasons were, but I felt bad about that. But that's an idea, and that's the outside-the-box thinking that we need to get back to. Tom and Kathy want to keep the plays and the theaters alive, but you can't use those. So what do you do? Jeff Bowman and I got together. We worked out a deal to get the stage for them for 6 weeks. They were going to do 24 performances over that six-week period using the county stage, and then people could sit outside. Very, very similar to what Elginak did last night. And Elginak has been approved for the way they do their Music in the Park program.
Yeah.
Nobody has any issues with it. The health department is fine with it. So things are working well, and we were doing that. It'd be nice if they could have stayed in Marine City with that particular performance. I mean, I know that John over at Anita's or Angelo at the Riviera, Cheryl at the Little Bar, those kind of restaurants thrive on people coming to town, whether it's 50 people, 100 people, or 200 people walking up and down your street. I know that Todd over at the Sweet Tooth, I can't go to Marine City with my wife without stopping in the Sweet Tooth or
right.
popcorn
yeah,
store.
You
I mean, it's just, you know, it's like breathing. You go there and you go in there. You know, people aren't even aware, Wendy down at Lazy Llama sells an awful lot of stuff to people that are just browsing. They're walking along. She has a very attractive store there. And when people walk in, you're immediately hit with a sense of, man, this is neat in here. This is very nice. Oh, look how clean this is. And, you know, that's, and then, of course, Wendy and her staff are just super people. They come out, they talk to you, they help you. They laugh and they giggle with you from 6 feet away, obviously. That sort of stuff. And one other thing that I would mention down there, and a lot of people aren't really aware of this, but there's a motorcycle club down there called Hell's Our Home. It's a branch, really, of one that's over in Mount Clements area. And on Friday nights, they open their doors to the public for dinner. And I think they charge, like, I think it's less than $10 for a full meal. And they take turns doing home cooking. The night that my wife, Lori, and I stopped in there, I think for, like, $8, we got some kind of a ravioli dinner or lasagna dinner with garlic bread and something else with it. I mean, it's just a great thing.
Isn't so cool.
Get into Marine City, just walk up and down that street. It's just absolutely amazing.
It reminds me so much of
how strong that town has become.
Yeah, it reminds me so much of some of those towns up north, you know, when you drive 5 hours and you go up north and you find a little town like Petoskey or somewhere like that and you wander up and down the street. We've got communities like that right here in St. Clair County, don't we?
We absolutely do. You can do the same thing. You can go to Yale and do the same type of thing. St. Clair is a little bit different, and Algonac are a little bit different in that they were towns that did the urban renewal back in the 60s, 70s, and they went to the mall concept, mm-hmm. and that really doesn't get it anymore. So both St. Clair and Algonac have struggled because of that concept, at least in my opinion. I've always told Marine City people, whenever I have the opportunity to speak there, that the forefathers that decided urban renewal was not for them really made a wise decision. When you're walking up and down the streets in Marine City and you can just walk from building to building to building or shop to shop to shop, it's absolutely a super way to do it. I'll tell you a quick story, Paul, if I've got a second yet.
Yeah, you bet.
Wife and I were avid boaters for about 25, 20 years, something like that. And we boated all five of the Great Lakes. And we hit 105 ports in those five Great Lakes. And our favorite thing to do, so obviously we've become small town people, our favorite thing was to pull into a town, tie up at the municipal dock or whatever was available, and go into town. And we would go into, I would drag my wife to every bar and restaurant we could find, and she would drag me to every boutique shop she could find. And so it was a kind of a trade-off, but it worked out well. We got to know what small town living was like, small town businesses were like, and we would spend hours just walking all the way down one side, go back down on the other side. And this was all over the Great Lakes area. And Marine City fits right in perfectly with that. If they had a marina, that would be the one thing I think that they should have, is a marina of some sort, because then people can boat in there and walk around town.
No, that would be fantastic. I'm sad that so many events this summer got canceled, like Maritime Days in Marine City, the Pickerel Tournament Festival in Algonac, where you and I have spent some time. But at mm-hmm. least people are rediscovering these towns and hanging out and spending some time there.
Well, you know what we're doing in Algonac this year, Paul, because of the Pickerel Tournament cancellation? That's a huge event. That's the one big event that our Lions Club does every year and provides us with the income necessary to support the community and all of the organizations that we support through Leader Dogs and Lions International. We canceled the entire tournament, and then we backed up a little bit and we decided we're going to do a few small things. So we are going to do the fishing contest,
okay,
but we scaled it back from 5 days to 1 day. So you can start at midnight on Saturday and fish all night and then through Sunday. And then by 6 o'clock Sunday night, we will have a grand prize winner in that particular contest. We are going to sell boat tickets this year. We have a huge trailer with four windows, but we're going to close windows 2 and 3 and open windows 1 and 4 for social distancing, and we'll mark the outside. So people who still want to buy tickets on the boat, and I got to tell you right now, Paul, this is the year to buy tickets on that boat because we have not been outselling, and so your chances are much, much better this year. We sold a lot less tickets this year than we have in the past, so your odds are much, much better this year. So get down there and buy your tickets on that boat. So that'll be open. We are doing the 5K, 10K race, but that's being done virtually. It's a really neat operation our guys have put together. You download an app on your phone. When you're ready to run, you go ahead, set your app, you go run, and when you run your 5 or your 10K, whatever distance you've selected, your app will tell you, you're done, here's your time, and it automatically records it and sends it in and gets recorded. So people can run anywhere, and this has become a great big thing. We're finding that people are, we might have somebody in Hawaii or Alaska in our tournament running if they find out that we have this thing going on. So that's going to take place. The kids' fishing contest, that's our biggest challenge, but we don't want to take that away from the kids. So we've got to find a way to do the social distancing. So when you come to register, if you are a family, we're going to find a spot for you and your family. You get this area, and then down another 10 or 12 feet, we'll have another family. But we've got a couple thousand feet of boardwalk there, so that's plenty of space. We usually have maybe 50, 60 kids, so I think we have plenty of room to do that. We are going to have three vendors down there just to because people are going to, they're not going to go too far this year, I don't think, Paul. And so I'm thinking a lot of people are going to stay in town. They're going to walk around. We're going to have three vendors. We're going to have wood-fired pizza, which is a grab-and-go food. We're going to have someone. We found a guy that does corn on the cob in a rather unique way. He boils it, he broils it, he garlics it, he does all kinds of different things with it. That's going to be available. That's something that we've never had before. And we've got one, I think we've got food specialty. I think it's, maybe Italian food. No, it's Polish food. That's what it is, Polish food coming in. And it's all grab-and-go food. We are not allowed, we've talked to the health department, we are not allowed to set up outdoor eating spaces. So what you do is you go up, get your food with social distancing. They're all aware of it. You'll get your food, and you'll walk around the park or go watch the fishing or go watch something and whatnot. We also are going to have the stage down there, Paul. We're going to have like a music in the park, just like they do on Thursday nights. So come Thursday night, we will have music in the park. And then while the stage is there, there's going to be some more entertaining on that stage throughout the day. Again, working with social distancing. In fact, we have a guy coming in from Marine City, the human firecracker, I think he calls himself.
Oh, no kidding, and, that guy. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. I believe this is supposed to be his swan song. I think he is retiring, and he wanted to use the tournament as his last thing. So he will be down there. I don't have a time on that one yet, Paul. But
I'll track him down. I'll try and get him on next week. He's an interesting dude.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and do that. And if you hear, let me know. But July 1 through 5 will be the tournament. Now, what day he's coming down, I'm not sure. Yeah. If I had to guess, I would say maybe Thursday, because the stage will be there on Thursday. He might be a part of that. But we'll see. And, I believe it's going to be his swan song. So we are trying to do a little something just to keep our name out there. You know, we've done 82 years of this tournament.
Yeah.
And this would be number 83, so we're going to probably call this 82 and a half, or maybe the mini mini 83, or whatever you want to call it.
You can call it 83. It counts. It counts.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I love to see that kind of innovation and ingenuity, in these interesting times. Got to change things up a bit and do things differently, but the show must go on, and it will down in Algonac. Bill, always a pleasure having you on. I appreciate your time this morning. Be well. Stay safe. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good, Paul. Thank you.
All right, you bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.